Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 16. Coming up, Jamaica Customs Agency seeks approval for Queen's Warehouse reopening. Prime Minister congratulates Jamaica's athletes and Tourism Ministry to draft policy for governing linkage networks. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Minister of Sports Olivia Grange has congratulated Chirika Jackson on claiming the bronze medal in the women's 400-meter event at the Olympic Games in Rio, Brazil. Ms. Grange, in a press release Monday, lauded Ms. Jackson for her stellar performance, adding that Jamaica is proud of her achievement.
Congratulations, Chirika. You're on the podium. You've medaled. Jamaica is proud of you. Congratulations. You've done very, very well.
Ms. Jackson clocked 49.85 seconds to finish behind Shawnee Miller of the Bahamas, who took gold, and Allison Felix of the United States, who copped the silver medal. Meanwhile, Minister Grange also commended the other Jamaican in the race, Stephanie Ann McPherson, who finished sixth. Ms. Grange says Jamaica is proud of her accomplishment, noting that she's ranked among the world's top eight women's 400-meter runners. She adds that the island will celebrate all the Olympic athletes on their return to Jamaica. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is congratulating all the athletes who have competed so far at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Mr. Holness urges the athletes to remember that Jamaicans far and wide are supporting them.
To those who have won medals, I say congratulations. I want to congratulate those who have competed and those who are still to compete. I want to encourage you to give your best. There are still more medals to be won, and the entire Jamaica is willing you on to win.
The Prime Minister also encourages Jamaicans to continue to support all the Olympic athletes, especially those who do not win medals, adding that just making it to the Olympics is an achievement in itself. He reiterates that the athletes represent the best of the nation's sporting talent, with their exploits on the track reinforcing the strength of brand Jamaica. The Ministry of Tourism is drafting a policy that will govern the five linkage networks shortlisted to spur further growth in the sector. These include gastronomy, sport and entertainment, health and wellness, shopping and knowledge. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the policy should be completed by the end of September to enable him to make a cabinet submission shortly thereafter.
Once you become a tourism supplier, then it's a different type of regime that will determine how you operate. And because tourism suppliers are sometimes not providing separate goods from ordinary suppliers of goods and services to the economy, we have to specifically designate them and define them, and they have then to fall within a policy framework.
The policy will outline the operational parameters and fiscal arrangements that will be afforded to stakeholders producing goods and services for the sector. Mr. Bartlett says agriculture and manufacturing will not be included in the policy as they are already covered by all the protocols which deal with fiscal arrangements. And the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, will be seeking approval from the Public Health Department for reopening of the Queen's Warehouse in Kingston. The Spanish Town Road facility was closed in November last year due to the possible release of hazardous fumes. Director of Marine Warehouses at JCA, Jocelyn Payne, says the Public Health Department and the Jamaica Fire Brigade were invited to conduct a follow-up assessment of the facility after a cleanup exercise, which included the disposal of all items not fit for sale.
Despite the closure of the Queen's Warehouse, we've managed to have 14 auctions at two secure off-site locations. We want to ensure that the revenue that needed to be collected by the government were in fact collected. From this venture, we were able to garner $124 million.
Ms. Payne says the cleanup involved washing the warehouse to remove grease and other items from the ground. She adds that within the next 3 to 6 months, installation of safety showers and eyewash stations, as well as hazmat spill cleanup kits, will be undertaken. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.